بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد The next chapter is on tawassul. The shari'i meaning of tawassul is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using those words, actions or personalities which are accepted and beloved to Allah ta'ala as an intermediary or a means for getting one's dua accepted by saying, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the blessings of these actions or these people, accept our dua. Obviously we cannot make dua to any person, but this is just a mustahab action by one a person wants that his dua must be accepted. O Allah, through the blessings of these people or the blessings of this action, accept my dua. There are three wasilas, channels by means of which it is desirable to supplicate. One is Asma wal Husna, to utilize the blessed names of Allah Ta'ala while making dua to draw his mercy. Example, O most merciful, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. So you are calling the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Ghaffar, O most forgiving. Then Allah will forgive a person. So using Allah's names as a wasila to get the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala. Number two, good actions. To mention some righteous action which one has carried out with the aim of drawing acceptance from Allah ta'ala for one's dua. Example, O Allah, through the blessings of this salat, of this tilawat, of this fast, etc., accept this dua of mine. And number three, the special servants of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala, through the barakat and blessings of this pious person, accept this dua of mine. Not that, obviously you can't make dua to that person, but Allah Ta'ala, through the blessings of that person, accept my dua. Tawassul by means of the creation is of three types. The first one is to supplicate to someone, make dua to someone and seek his help and assistance, as was the practice of the polytheists, the mushrikeen. This is prohibited by ijma. Number two, requesting the pious to make dua on one's behalf, a pious living person. Since this is not proven for the dead, this form is restricted to the living, except for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. One can ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at his blessed grave to make dua on behalf of one. One cannot stand at the graves of others and ask them to make dua. And number three, the third way of tawassul by means of the creation, to make dua to Allah Ta'ala by the blessings of an accepted servant. This means to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the wasila, by the means of the Anbiya alayhi salam or the awliya and the pious servants of Allah ta'ala. For example, O Allah ta'ala, fulfill this work of mine by the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the blessings of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, by the blessings of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, or by Shaykh Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, all of the pious people, any of the pious people. This action is permissible and in fact meritorious and better, since it is a means for the acceptance of du'as. This is referred to as tawassul bizat. Tawassul bizat. So as I mentioned, we are not making du'a to the person, but we are just asking Allah Ta'ala, through the blessings of my action or the blessings of this person, accept my du'as. So we are asking Allah, it's a means of asking Allah Ta'ala for acceptance of du'as. Like a person gives charity before doing an action, is a means of his du'a being accepted. That's the only thing. Du'a we cannot make to anybody else but Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding. Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 10th juz was recited. In the 9th juz, in Surah Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned certain principles and laws regarding fighting in the path of Allah, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what these principles, if people will follow them, they will be successful. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, how it comes down. Example, Allah ta'ala gives booty, then how must the booty be distributed? So Allah has mentioned this in detail and explained this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that how Allah's help comes to the believers. That for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that Allah will show the non-believers to be small in numbers. If Allah ta'ala had to show us a lot of numbers, then we'll get frightened. So Allah made it seem like the numbers are very small. So the believers will get more strength and courage to go forward. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wanted to destroy the enemies, He will show the Muslim numbers to be much smaller. So they will go forward and they will eventually be destroyed, like how it happened in the Battle of Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but as we have mentioned before, if you want success, there are certain principles to follow. One is you must remain steadfast. You must remain, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. Obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And follow the Amir in that time. So when you follow the Amir, there won't be any infighting amongst the Muslims. The minute there is infighting, فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. You will become cowardly. Your strength and your power will go away. And now the enemies will very easily overcome you. And remain steadfast. Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin. Allah is with those people who remain steadfast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the other hand, the kuffar, their system of going out in the path of Allah is not based on the pleasure of Allah, but out of show and arrogance. They've got a lot of conceit and arrogance, and they follow the path of shaitan. And shaitan beautifies things for them also, and he says, I'll be your helper and a sister. And when the two armies come in front of one another, then shaitan runs away, and he leaves the people in the lurch, and he says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way he destroys his own people who are following him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that this is nothing new, but this happened in the people of Firaun, and the groups in the past also, and in this way they completely destroyed themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that there are people who want to keep pacts, and promises which they make with the Muslim people, if they want to keep their pacts, very good. But unfortunately, if there are those who are breaking their pacts and promises, then a person must destroy them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh believers, you must prepare yourself, get ready. That you don't expect, the Muslims must always be a people who are ready, they go forward, they are prepared to defend themselves. This is one weakness in the Ummah generally. One person wrote, he said 85% of the Muslim youth, of the youngsters, are completely unfit. They are not prepared to, they have got no physical capabilities and abilities to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas in the time of Hazrat Umar, from the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, he made systems that everywhere, that every madrasa, every school, every place, every child who came up from there, he was ready to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right until the time of the Khilafat when it fell, until that time, that is why we find Hazrat Mawlana Qasim al-Nawfi rahmatullahi ala wa illas, as soon as the call came for jihad, they stood up the next day, the same day they were ready to fight. They knew how to use weapons, they knew how to fight, they were very physically fit. But as today you look in the whole ummah, if the call is made from here, how many of us are ready to go and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, wa'iddu lahum. It's compulsory for the Muslim ummah to be prepared. By means when they are prepared, turhibuna bihi aduwallahi wa aduwakum. You will create fear in the hearts of the enemies of Allah and your enemies and many other people besides them who you don't even know, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And whatever money you are spending in the path of Allah for this cause, preparing yourself, Allah will give you the full rewards. And then nothing will be lessened for a person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if these people are prepared to make a pact and a peace treaty, our object is not to fight, then you also go accept the peace treaty and put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if these people want to deceive you and destroy, many times they might want to deceive you, remember Allah is sufficient for you people. Allah's help and assistance will be with you people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the laws regarding when a person fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if they are in the time of Sahaba, the iman was strong. So if there was 20 of them and there was 200 of the enemies, then the Sahaba was not permissible for them to run 1 to 10. That is, if there was more than 10 people, then it was permissible for the Sahaba to go back and to reinforce themselves. But Allah said, now you people have become weak. So Allah has made it a bit easy for you people. Now if there is 1 to 2, means if there are 100 Muslim people and like 200 non-Muslim people, it's not permissible for the Muslims to run away. Yes, if there is more than 200 people, there is 1 to 3, or more than 200, then it's permissible for the believers now to go back and get reinforcements. But Allah says, remember, Wallahu ma'as-sabirin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who have got the quality of sabr and patience in them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the different levels of people. For example, even prisoners, if a person has got, then a person can get ransom for them. You protect the lives of those people. And if when the ransom is taken, and you encourage that person to make tawbah and ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. But anyhow, the ransom can be taken from those people. And for the regarding the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are friends of one another. They must help and assist one another, like how the kuffar are trying to help one assist one another. The believers must try to help one another and assist one another. And it's based on three things why you help and assist. One is those who made hijrat, who left their homes for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One are those who made nusrat, they helped and assisted the Muslim people. So those are, and family members also, those who are close family members, because of this year a person must help and assist one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah knows everything what a person is doing. So throughout the surah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am with that person. Allah is ghafoor rahim. Allah is watching. So Allah ta'ala keeps encouraging us. Whatever you are doing is nothing in vain. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of it. In the next surah, Surah Tawbah. So now Allah ta'ala, after mentioning about jihad and all the laws regarding it, now the people of Makkah Mukarramah, what they had done, they had broken the pact with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. 20 years, the cliff and difficulty they had given the believers and their trouble. Now the Hudaybiyah had taken place, they made a pact deal with them. 10 years, we won't cause any hostilities amongst ourselves. And now the Quraysh go and break it. And so now, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions now there is Barat. They have broken the peace treaty. O Muslims, you can go now and attack Makkah Mukarramah. And your treaty with those people has been broken. And now Allah ta'ala gives certain laws that those who have made a treaty with you and they have kept to the treaty, you fulfill that treaty. But those who have broken it, then you ask them to leave Makkah Mukarramah. And now Makkah Mukarramah has become a place of Darul Islam, where only Islam will be there. Because the foundation of Makkah Mukarramah was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And he started off with Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the people unfortunately had gone into idol worship. And the true inheritor of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who had come. And now he will come and remove that idol worship. And he will bring back Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala back in the lands of Makkah Mukarramah. So ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the laws regarding this. And because the law was so severe, normally in every surah of the Quran you get Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Where Allah's mercy is mentioned, 114 surahs of the Quran, from 113 of them, it starts out with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But this is one surah where Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is not recited, because that only shows the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas in this surah, Allah ta'ala mentions some severe masail, some severe laws. It shows that the mercy of Allah ta'ala dominates. 113 surahs, Allah mentions Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim first. And one surah only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned without Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It comes in the hadith that my mercy dominates my anger. So Allah Ta'ala's mercy is dominant everywhere in the Quran Sharif. Even here, there are certain severe laws which Allah has mentioned against the munafiqin and the hypocrites and those people who have broken the pact and the treaties. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says, how can you accept and fulfill treaties with these people? They don't care for family ties. They don't care for the treaties. They are prepared to break their whatever deals they are making. So now when they have done this over and over again, and they have attacked your people's deen, فَقَاتِلُ وَإِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ. Now you have to fight and destroy the imams of kufr, those people who are the leaders, because they will continue their whole life. Their object is to destroy Islam. إِنَّهُمْ لَا إِمَانَ لَهُمْ. They don't have the quality of fulfilling pacts and promises. If you don't get rid of them, these people, so that perhaps they will stop. These people have done wrong so many times. And do not fear these people. You must fear much more is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah's help and assistance will come to your people. And these people, they have got many evil qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though they are running Kaaba Sharif, Makkah Mukarramah, and outwardly they are doing many good actions. Example, they are giving the Hajis water, and they are building the Masjid al-Haram, and making Imarat. But they have got shirk in them. They are taking partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can they ever be equal to the person who believes in Allah in the day of Qiyamah, and describes in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They can never ever be equal. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, our actual alliance must be to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Allah ta'ala says, if your fathers, and your children, and your brothers, and your wives, your spouses, and your family members, and the money which you are earning, and the business deals, your businesses which you fear will suffer a loss, and the houses which you people love, if they are more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wait until Allah ta'ala sends down His command. Allah ta'ala's punishment will come down, because our first allegiance must be to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obeying him. And when we will obey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, automatically we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we really say that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what he has commanded us here. So thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah's help and assistance came to you people in many places, but there are certain conditions. For example, don't have arrogance within yourself. When you get arrogance and pride that our numbers are so much, and you forget the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then difficulties and conditions will come upon people. So don't forget the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about certain reasons of the past nations, how they were destroyed also. That is one is that they had, like the Yahud and the Nasara, what they had, the certain wrong statements they had said. For example, they had taken the buzrugs and the pious people and the ulama as deities and as gods. They gave them such a high level that when the command of Allah ta'ala was clearly in front of them, they didn't worry about the command of Allah Ta'ala, but they took these people as, whatever you say, if you change the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, we'll accept it. And it was clear cut rules in the kitabs, but these people were prepared to change it. So this is also a kind of worship of false gods. And together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people, some of the wrong things they were doing, they were eating the wealth of people in the incorrect way. And people who wanted to go on the right path, they stopped these people. Another evil quality they had within themselves was the wealth. They did not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they would keep it as treasures, and they would benefit themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's a severe punishment. Another evil quality which the people of the past had is they would change the calendars and change the times. Now this month we want to make it longer, this month we want to make it shorter. Whereas this is a system set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the day when Allah ta'ala created mankind. So nobody has got a right to make any changes in the calendars and in the time settings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions, this was Allah mentioned about the Yahud and the Nasara and the wrongs they had. Then the next half-para Allah Ta'ala mentions about the munafiqin, the hypocrites, what evil qualities in why Allah mentions these qualities is you must not have these qualities within ourselves. And there are the people living amongst the Muslim people, but they cause a lot of harm to the Muslim people. So that is why Allah Ta'ala mentions also that He is completely free from such people who have got these qualities. And the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to go out in the battle of Tabuk. Sahaba radiallahu anhu went out, and many people stayed back, and the munafiqeen, the hypocrites stayed back, and they always, in every opportunity, try to cause harm to the Muslim people. So Ya Allah mentioned some of the evil qualities. One of the evil qualities is when they are called out to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in jihad, and it's a command from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they find it very difficult, and they're not prepared to move. They give preference to this worldly life over the life of the year after. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He doesn't need their help. If you don't want to help Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah helped him. When he and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were alone, and they went in a cave, how Allah's help and assistance came to him. So when Allah Ta'ala could save him and protect Nabi alayhi salam, all the kuffar were against looking for Nabi alayhi salam, they couldn't find him. Allah put one small spider web, and a bird came there, and they laid one egg. And when the kuffar came, they said, he can't be here. So how Allah Ta'ala saved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and allowed him to go for hijrat. So Allah said, I can help and assist Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. These people, they come and ask permission to stay away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't even ask permission. They ask permission to stay away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they're not prepared to, they're not getting ready, and they are making funny excuses. Foolish, one person said, oh Nabi of Allah, if I go out, the women there are very pretty, I'm going to get involved in fitna, so I can't go out in the path of Allah, I'd rather stay back. So foolish excuses they were making, and in this way they stayed back from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions there many of the other qualities, that these people like to take qasams, false qasams. This is the quality of a hypocrite also. Every time he's taking a qasam in a false one, but whereas the name of Allah Ta'ala is something of great value, you can't just take a qasam and an oath for no reason. Another quality they had is when people are not prepared to spend their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But other people are spending their wealth in the path of Allah, they're finding false. Somebody gives little bit, they say so little bit. Somebody gives Lord, they say he's a show off. He likes to show off. So they're always finding fault with the people of Iman and Islam. But as a believer, he's always looking for the good in people. And a hypocrite is looking for the false in people, finding false in people's lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, while mentioning about sadaqah, He mentions who the sadaqah must be given, who the zakat must be given to. It can't just be given to anybody. Today a person just takes out his zakat and he just gives it to anyone. Ideal, ulama says that a person must go and give his own zakat. Hazrat mentions that, Abu Buzruq have mentioned, ni'mal amir ala babil faqir. وَبِئِسَ الْفَقِيرَ عَلَىٰ بَابِ الْأَمِيرِ. How wonderful is a rich person at the door of a poor person, where he goes and gives his own zakat to that person. And how evil is a wealthy, a poor person who has to come to the door of the rich person and he's begging from that person. So actually if a person can go and give his own zakat, then this is ideal. So now a person has got no doubt that my zakat has definitely been fulfilled. Otherwise, many times we give to organizations, whether the zakat takes place in that year or the following year, whether the zakat is given out, and we are still responsible for our zakat because it is our zakat. So anyhow, Allah Ta'ala mentions here in detail the different groups who a person can give zakat to. Among the other evil qualities of the munafiqs and hypocrites, they cause a lot of taklif and difficulty to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they make a mock of Nabi alayhi salam. Huwa udhun, he got ears, whatever we tell him, he just listens to it. So they make a mock of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they make a mock of the believers. That is why the ulama say, al-istihza'u kufrun. To make a mock of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of any part of deen, this is kufr and disbelief. Tell them, Abillahi wa ayati wa rasuli kuntum tastahzi'un, with the ayat of Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the ayat, the verses of the Quran and the Rasul, you people make a joke. La ta'tadiru, don't make excuses now. Qad kafartum ba'da imanikum, you have become a kafir, you have left the fall of Islam after iman. Istihza' is kufr. To make a mock of any part of deen, it takes a person out of the fall of Islam. So we have to be very careful. Don't ever make any mock of the smallest part of our deen. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding. Another evil quality Allah says of the munafiqs and hypocrites, they command people towards wrong and evil actions, and they prevent them from evil good actions. And they are stingy, they don't spend their money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has forgotten them. Whereas the people of Iman, they are the ones who they are friends of one another. They love one another, they've got feelings for one another. And what is the sign of they got feelings for one another? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They command people towards righteousness. So when you're commanding people towards righteousness and preventing them from evil, it's because you got love for them, and you got feelings for them, and that is why you will do that action. If you got to know, it comes in the hadith that close to Qiyamah, the signs of the people will be such that Nabi alayhi salam said the time will come where people will be commanding evil and they will be stopping people from good. Sahaba were like shocked. First, they won't be commanding righteousness, they won't be prohibiting from evil. Even worse level is they'll be commanding towards evil and preventing a person from righteous deeds, which in today's time we find. And unfortunately, how many people, they are commanding people. Somebody is doing wrong, they encourage him, they laugh, they joke, they encourage that person. But if a person is doing good, then they actually stop that person, they are bad to that person. So this is a very bad sign. It's a sign of a munafiq and a hypocrite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people of iman, they are the ones who are commanding righteousness, preventing evil, performing of salat, giving of zakat, and obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the people who Allah will shower His mercy upon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Allah can do as He wants to. And every law of Allah ta'ala is full of hikmat and full of wisdom. And Allah ta'ala has promised for the believers great, great rewards. And in the year after, Jannat, high levels of Jannat, and the gardens flowing beneath their rivers. And they will live in there forever and forever. Beautiful houses. And the greatest thing, they will get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the success. And this is what a person must make an effort for. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout your life. O Nabi of Allah, you will have to continue making mujahada and jihad against the kuffar, sometimes outwardly. The munafiqeen who are living amongst the Muslim people, you have to go against them also. And sometimes you have to be severe and firm against these people. Remember, the final place is the fire of Jahannam. And these people, they will come and take many, the oaths. Again, Allah mentions, يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ مَا قَالُوا, that they will come and take a custom. They never say certain things, whereas they had mentioned these words of kufr and disbelief. So they will, and come, some of them will come, they will make certain texts. And when they will, as soon as Allah grants them the dunya, then these people, they will go against their text. So their object of life is money. Two qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that these people have got a lot of love for money, the munafiqs, the hypocrites. And those people whose hypocrisy has become open, their kufr has become open, is not even permissible now for a person to stand over their graves and ask Allah ta'ala forgiveness for them. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those hypocrites, whose hypocrisy was exposed, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to read janazah salat for him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down ayat of the Quran Sharif thereafter, that whether you make istighfar for them or you don't make istighfar for them, it's completely equal. Allah will never ever forgive these people. And that now, don't stand at the covers, a non-Muslim person, a person who is proven he's not a Muslim or has become a murtad, then don't perform janazah namaz over him. Do not even stand at his grave, because they have made kufr with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and they have passed away in the state of fisk and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't be surprised with the money and the children they have got. Allah is using all of this here as a punishment for these people. It will be a means of the difficulty for a person in this worldly life. So don't be affected by these people's wealth and the things in this world. It's for a short few days only, and eventually a person has to leave all of the things in this world. So two reasons Allah ta'ala mentions about the hypocrites, the ulama have mentioned. One is that the cowardliness which was within them. These people are cowards, they were not prepared to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, لَا تَنْفِرُوا فِي الْحَرِ, it is extremely hot, don't go out. They tell them, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the fire of Jahannam is much more severe, much more hot. And the second reason is because of the wealth, the love of wealth, love of dunya. They were not prepared to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us the true level of iman, that we don't have so much of love of wealth. Because حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا كُلُّ رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيَةٍ, the love of this world is the root of every single kind of evil. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned a time will come close to Qiyamah when all the groups of the world will gather together and they will cause harm to the Muslim people. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, maybe our numbers will be small at that time. Nabi alayhi salam said, no, your numbers will be very big, but you people will be like the flood waters, the muck of the flood waters, the filth and dirt of which has got no value at all. And Nabi alayhi salam said, Wahan will have entered your heart. So Sahaba asked, what is Wahan? Nabi alayhi salam said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ, the love of this world and dislike for death. In some narrations it comes حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْجِهَادِ, that the love of this dunya, and mawti actually means jihad, striving in the path of Allah, giving, sacrificing one's life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is this wahan which has entered the hearts of the people, of the Muslims. Allah forgive me and give us that jazba. Comes in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that if a person cannot go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at least he must have the desire within his heart. And if he doesn't have the desire within his heart also to strive and to pass away as a shaheed, as a martyr in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is a sign of hypocrisy within a person. That's how the hypocrites had in the time of Nabi alayhi salam. So a person actually must have this jazba and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, give me the mawt of shahadat. Please have the desire within a person's heart. We are very weak. Allah must not test us. We always ask Allah for afiyat, but the desire should be within the heart of every single person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.